Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to just simply read God's Word with you. Now, this is program 194, simply titled, The Text Does Not Stop There. What we're going to do here in just a second is read from God's Word, study together, and hopefully leave the program time a little bit stronger in our faith. Now, this is the 194th program. You can listen to it again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. You can click on where it says radio program, and from there you can see all of them, and the ones that come before it and the ones that come after it. And I hope that you will appreciate appreciate you being with us here today. What we're going to do is just read God's Word. Now, this is an article that I found from a publication called The Voice of Truth International. Great publication that is still published four times a year. Started back in 1993 in Mississippi. The Choate family, Brother J.C. Choate, Sister Betty, are the ones that began publication. And Brother Choate's gone on to his reward. Sister Betty's still in charge of it over there. This is an article titled, The Text Has Not Stopped There, written by Marilyn Strapp, a Christian writer, an author who resides in Hewitt, Texas. All right, let's go through this. I think you'll find it interesting. It says, one of the panelists on a recent segment of a religious TV program made a comment that immediately caught my attention. In referencing his remarks on a passage, he says, the text doesn't stop there, but often our reading does. Oh, how true is that? Some of us, including the author of this, and I will even add the speaker on this program, stop reading or listening before God has finished talking. Every time we do that, we are certainly missing something vital to our spiritual understanding, since there are no wasted words in Scripture. Here are just a few passages. We can't list all of them, obviously, for time constraints. Psalm 46 and verse 10, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. But the text does not stop there. It continues, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. What dynamic declarations from the creator of the universe, yet many plaques, posters, bookmarks, Bible covers, etc., do not include the eternal declarations. That's Psalm 46 and 10. Stay in the book of Psalms, Psalm 51 and verse 10, the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God. But the text does not stop there. It continues, and renew a right spirit within me. Many times the latter is virtually ignored in our quoting of this verse, but we need to be created and then molded in the right way. Next, we see Psalm 14 in verse 1. The Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But the text does not stop there. It continues, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. You know, God is warning us in this verse, paralleling Psalm 53, similar passage, that the acts and the attitude of a fool, if we would just keep reading, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, what sadder declaration could there be? Let's look at another one, shall we? On the text does not stop there. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the text does not stop there. It continues, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Well, don't you think we need to know the latter part of this verse? Fools despise wisdom. Fools are not out there. Why? Because they have said there is no God. They have done abominable works. There is none which does good. We just mentioned that in Psalm 14 in verse number 1. Let's look at another from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But the text does not stop there. It continues, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Getting understanding of God's word is not negotiable if we want to go to heaven. Well, You can't say, well, God, I want to go to heaven. I want to live with you in eternity, but I don't want to read your word. I don't want to abide by your word. That's not going to cut it. Let's look at one more in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 23 and verse 7, the Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. But the text does not stop there. It continues, eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you. How many books, articles, pamphlets, tracts, etc. have been written on the first part of this verse? However, to get a clear understanding of this scripture, verse 6 needs to be read, since the thought begins there, and verse 8 needs to be read because it ends, it answers the why of verses 6 and 7. Put it in context. Verse 6 says, do not eat the bread of a miser. That's one that has an evil eye. Nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you. Verse 8 says, the morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. How many times have you just heard, as a man thinks his heart, so is he? How many times have you heard all three lately? Let's pause our look here. We'll resume looking at what the whole verse says on reading the Word here in just a moment.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back to Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I appreciate you spending some of your time with us here today. Now, what we're doing is we're looking at an article simply titled, The Text Does Not Stop There, from a publication called The Voice of Truth International. I've been using these lately. I've been going through trying to increase my personal study and found some good stuff I wanted to share with you as well. Now, if you want to listen to this program again, anytime online, this is program 194. So logic then would dictate 193 programs have preceded it. Lord willing, more will follow after it. You can do so online anytime in crystal clarity at radio, on the what you've heard on the radio, I should say, at readingtheword.net. R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program. There you can find them all. We're looking at an article called The Text Does Not Stop There. We're looking at what the whole verse of God says, and as the author points out in the introduction, I will refer again to you, is that there is not an idle or misplaced or useless word in Scripture. Let's go to the New Testament for some of our references, shall we? We've been in the Old Testament. We're going to close out then in the New. We go to Philippians chapter 2, 12 and 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But the text does not stop there. It continues, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Too often the initial thought in verse 12 has been used to promote the false premise of works of merit. Works of merit have never saved anybody. In fact, verse 13 completes the thought. It is God working in us through our submissive, obedient faith in accordance with and in the center of His will that saves us. Yes, it involves work on our part, work in submitting to His will and commands. Philippians 2. 12 and 13. We're looking at the text does not stop there. Let's keep going. Here's Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 6. It says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. But the text does not stop there. It continues, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Ouch. That could be very condemning, could it not? Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer each, or how you ought to answer each one. Sounds like to me we need to be a little more careful with what we say, and it's never a bad idea to think about what we're going to say before we say it. That's Colossians 4 and verse 6. Let's keep going, shall we? Just four more. Four more. As we're looking at an article titled, The Text Does Not Stop There. 1 Thessalonians 5 16 through 18, we say, rejoice always. But the text does not stop there. It continues, pray without ceasing. But the text still does not stop there. It continues, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We frequently hear these three verses as three independent thoughts, especially the first two, rejoice always and pray without ceasing, as they are used to make points in sermons and lessons. But it needs to be coupled, rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's look at 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, where the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. But the text does not stop there. It continues, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Keep the verse going. And it's the love of money. Money's not evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Two in the book of James will conclude our study today. And the first one is James chapter 4 and verse number 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. But the text does not stop there. It continues, cleanse your hands. So that's actions. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Those are your thoughts. He says, you double-minded. We draw near to God. He'll draw near to us. But I need to cleanse my actions and cleanse or purify my thoughts. So I'm no longer double-minded, but have a singularity of mind. Let's close out on James chapter 5, verse 16, shall we? Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another. But the text does not stop there. It continues that you may be healed. Still, the text does not stop there. It keeps going. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The last part is frequently quoted as its own standalone, but it needs to all be put together. When we assemble as a congregation, we are to confess our faults that we may be healed. It is imperative, pray for one another, and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You know, you and I would do well if we would just slow down and look more closely at the countless passages. And this is just a sampling, and this is nowhere near all of them. But too many times, you and I collectively, we have just chopped up passages for years. We have heard them so many times, put our own personal interpretations on them. We fail to realize we're missing not only words, but complete thoughts of inspiration given to us by the Holy Spirit. God help us. Luckily, Psalm 103:14, for he knows our frame and he remembers that we are dust. So he does understand, but we need to do better, dear friends. That's the conclusion of an article from the Voice of Truth International titled, The Text Does Not Stop Here, by Marilyn Lestrap, writing from Hewitt, Texas. I hope this article maybe encourages you as it encourages me to make sure I put things in full context. And we should never take out and make a verse say what we think we want it to say, but make it say what God's Word says. If you want to listen to this program again, you can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, this is program 194, and the text does not stop there. You can study again on your own accord anytime. Won't cost you a dime. That's readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Or you can also, if you don't have access, you can write to me, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190, Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, 37190. I'll be glad to get you a hard copy just as soon as I can. We look forward to the next time the good Lord affords you and I an opportunity to study together, and I pray it is real soon. But I hope you have a good day. Thank you so much for listening. May the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray, and thanks for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.